How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We send her our best. Your original local music until midnight tonight. We got Drivatron in the Devil's Lair tonight, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com to get more information about them. Appreciate their support with the Devil's Lair. Drivatron, super excited to have Paul in the studio playing live. Plus, Maxine and Kevy coming up at 10 o'clock, Rocker. We have a special guest. We're going to get him on at 8:30, but we got things to do and people to see. Frank from work is in the studio. Yo. Hey, Frank, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. You guys just had a show tonight, right?
Yeah, well, I just had an Old Oak show, so that's my acoustic project. So I played at a birthday. I almost called it a wedding, but it was just a birthday party.
Just a birthday party.
Over on the lake, right?
Over on the lake on East Gorham. It was beautiful. It was incredible weather, awesome Madison vibe, and just cranking out like 40 acoustic songs. So
that's awesome, man. What's new with Old Oaks? Are you guys doing any other shows in the area at all?
Or? Yeah, actually, this Tuesday, we're playing with Cat and the Hurricane at the Burr Oak. Cat and the Hurricane and Thelma and Old Oaks duo. So that'll be Daniel Hashke on saxophone and flute and myself. Nice. Yeah, that's coming up just this Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you guys have an EP out, Old Oaks?
Yeah, Old Oaks has like a live cut album. And then we've got a full band album that we recorded at just down the street here.
Sure. I think I have one song, Old Oaks, The Way.
Oh, yeah, that's from the first album. So that's pretty live. That's just the duo, Daniel and I.
I'll have to get that.
We'll have to send that one your way.
Look us up, man.
Yeah.
Look us up.
We will.
Dude, work is blowing up, Rocker. They're touring. They got some new music coming out. I love how you're teasing everything.
Yeah.
The new album, it's called Revolution.
Yeah, it can be, you can take it however you want. So the R is in a parenthesis. So you could say R Evolution or Revolution. So the R Evolution kind of concept came for us because the band, you know, these songs started being recorded in 2021 when we were a 7-piece. And then they continue to be recorded all the way through some live cuts that we took from this summer, which was us as a 6-piece, but with a different keyboard player, Brandon Jensen from, he's also in the Mascot Theory. But yeah, so it's kind of like our evolution and sound, but also the songs are kind of evocative and really pointed occasionally at, you know, political stuff. So
anything in particular?
Well, I'm just thinking of like Ignition, where it's just like, yeah, you know, we have this heavy song because the world and the country felt like it was really grinding in 2020. So yeah, I mean,
is that where most of the songwriting came from, was during the pandemic and the shutdowns and 2020 and stuff?
Yeah, actually, I would say that. Most of this batch of tunes were originally being cooked up in that time. Okay. And so, yeah, they also really range in how they're, like, what their topic is. Like I said, okay, maybe our evolution is for the band and revolution is like kind of like what we hope songs like Ignition inspire. But then the overall topic is kind of like changing over time, because like we have songs that are going to be coming out like Analog, where it's like just like kind of like Funk Day. It's just like a funk party. We're going back to Analog. We're just like making it real and really kind of gritty funk, which is obviously like not the same as Ignition. It's a whole different topic.
That song is to get the people booties moving.
Yeah, totally. So
where was this recorded? Or did you guys do it to yourselves?
This was recorded with Jake at Paradigm Productions.
Oh.
Except for the two live takes. One of the live takes is from our Terrace show, our UW Memorial Union Terrace this summer. And then the other live take is was from the next day up at Driftless Music Festival in Viroqua.
You've all played a number of shows over the summer. Was there a memorable show this summer? that y'all played?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of great shows in there. The Terrace is always a blast on a nice night, and we got lucky that the weather was good, and it was just a good, great party out there. Driftless Music Gardens is always great, so we were there for People Fest this year, which sold out, so that was epic.
I want to go. I've got August next year scheduled on my calendar. I got to get out there.
Yeah.
I feel guilty that I've not been to Driftless Gardens yet. I've heard so much about it.
And while we're talking about highlights, I do have to also shout out Mile of Music was up in Appleton. Mm. It's just cool because those sets are all original music.
Right.
And we just played an absolutely packed house at Appleton Beer Factory. And it's cool that people get down that hard to just a bunch of funk music that's being written in Wisconsin, you know.
Mile of Music is growing so fast. That's such an awesome festival up there. Another one I need to circle on my calendar, Rocker.
Now, you guys have some release parties coming up for your new album.
Yep.
And that's going to be at the High Noon on October 21st, so that's the closest one. And then in November, you're going to be in Milwaukee and also Appleton at the Beer Factory. Milwaukee is going to be at the Opie Brewery. You guys are playing a lot of breweries.
Yeah.
A lot of drinking going on, putting out these albums.
We like our beer. Yeah, it's Oak Brewing. Like very Wisconsin-y.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably should be listening to the Charlie Baron show. I wrote it.
And then, I think I missed this one when I was talking to you a moment ago, Rocker, but we're also playing the Midwest Music Fest in La Crosse early in November. I think that's November 4th. So, yeah, we're going to be headed out around the state, and we're going to be in Minnesota as well. I think we're going to be at Goodview or something near Winona.
Nice.
So yeah, we're getting out there. We're going to have a blast playing this new music. And
on the post y'all posted about you coming here tonight, you're standing in front of a little short bus. Is that your tour bus?
Oh yeah. So it was our tour bus that weekend. It's currently being worked on and converted. Okay. So it's our tour bus
so it's truly a short bus.
Yeah. It's a shuttle bus and it's currently being kind of reworked into a house on wheels thing. So that doesn't work as good as a 6-piece band tour bus as just a shuttle bus does. Yeah.
You need a full school bus for that.
Yeah.
I saw you guys, we had Cat and the Hurricane on just last week, and we were talking. They were saying, gosh, we were up for this big award for the Mamas, and we were nominated against Work, and they're good friends, and they won. Talk about competing with Cat and the Hurricane, and you work with them so
much. Those folks.
And you guys have won plenty of Mama Awards already.
They've been totally crushing it. They're an awesome band with a great message. They're all very, nice people.
They are friendly, aren't they?
I'm really excited. Like I said, Old Oaks is playing with them this upcoming Tuesday to kick off their tour. Yeah. And so it's just cool to be in the same scene as people that you like, you respect. They're putting out good music. They totally deserve to be the artist of the year. So I was blown away by Work getting that previous years. I was like, wow, that's awesome. I'm glad people really like our music, because I think the Madison scene has a lot of good stuff to offer. So
tons of people. That's why we're here on Saturday nights, Frank.
Yeah.
Not just Madison, but across the state of Wisconsin. Frank from Work is with us. New album is coming out. Is it officially Our Revolution or Revolution, or is it up for interpretation?
You can say Revolution or Our Evolution. Up to you.
All right. Well,
okay. Revolution is probably what most people will say, I would guess. But
yeah, we'll go with Revolution. We've been playing Ignition for quite a while. You all dropped that single
a while ago.
But this first song that I want to play is called Embers off the new album.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard this song yet. I'm super excited to hear it. Tell us about it.
So this one is, the lyrics were written by a friend of mine, Sean Koval. So this is our first time ever. It was a cool collaboration between him and I, where I wrote the music part to essentially a song that he had already written all the lyrics and motifs to. I think this is a pretty wide ranging song. It has some reggae vibes. I really like the horn line in the verse. It's kind of light and bouncy, very heavy on the imagery. And so I feel like It's the, but the message is not necessarily clear. So people can kind of interpret it however they want, which is fun to write music to.
And real quick, any videos coming out to support the songs or just the album release? Or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, the album release is coming out, but we will definitely have, we've got video stuff to work with, if that makes sense. Like, we've got the video, but we've got to make it into a video. But yeah.
You guys are awesome.
It'll be coming out. We're working on it. Yeah.
And by the way, if you're new to this, it's WURK when you search for Work.
Yep.
To download their music and connect with them. Frank, thank you so much for coming
thank
in tonight.
You. Appreciate you. My pleasure.
This is a brand new song debuted here on Max Inc. Radio right now. It's called Embers from Work. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.